Hello, and welcome back to Through Imperialize. It's been a while. It's been... We took the week off last week. Had a little bit of a...
Ain't nothing happened.
Well, nothing happened, and there was a little bit of a...
But then everything happened.
It was a hectic week for... not for news, but life things, and things are getting in order, and we are all good. And before we start the episode, I wanted to do a really quick shameless plug. This Friday, I'm releasing a film that I wrote and directed called Erased. If you are interested, it will be dropping on YouTube, and I'll be sharing the links on my socials and Twitter and all that kind of fun stuff. So if you're interested in my filmmaking side of my life, please check that out this Friday, September 17th. But with that out of the way, Jackson, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm tired. Been just working mainly. I haven't really had time to kind of do anything.
Yeah, me neither.
I got some, I bought three different War of the Bounty Hunter comics at my local shop that it was just what he had. And I was like, yeah, I'll hop in and get it. But I got the issue that my Twitter profile picture is, which is the panel of Lando turning, saying, beat his ass, Chewbacca.
You got to like put that on your wall.
I know, right? Just have it like, I'm going to blow it up and get it as a tapestry.
Yeah.
But no, other than that, that's kind of what I've been up to. And then I'm inching my way through Heir to the Empire. I stopped listening to audiobooks for a little bit. And that's about it for me. What about you? Anything fun?
Yeah, it's kind of been stagnant for me, Star Wars wise. Still dealing with a little bit of house things. But last week I saw the Jonas Brothers.
How was that?
Highlight of my week, essentially, because last week was not a good week for me. It was a good time. But Star Wars wise, I don't think I've really done much of anything besides, you know, just like listen to my normal Star Wars podcast I listen to, like Force Center and all that kind of thing. But
I watched Revenge of the Sith for S&G's last night, but you know, just for the hell of it.
Yeah, I've been kind of itching to play a little bit of like Jedi Fallen Order and that kind of thing, like PS4
stuff. Funny you say that, stuff. So have I, actually.
Yeah, it's kind of, maybe Mercury really is doing the Renegade, who knows?
Makes us only want to do, play Fallen Order and,
that's
cry. It, and cry, that's it.
But yeah, it's been a really crazy couple weeks for me, but things are starting to fall into place and get in order, so that is very, very good. But we got a little bit of Star Wars news to catch up on, so let's get into it.
We've got a couple things to go and talk about, so we'll start off right off the bat with the new official trailer for Lego Star Wars Terrifying Tales was released. This is going to be the second Disney Plus special Lego holiday special thing. The first one was the Christmas special, which is cute. It's fun.
It's great. Time. I love the Christmas special.
It makes me hype up for this one a lot. But this trailer is kind of shows the premise. And we talked about a couple episodes ago what the overall like plot is. But the gist of it is that Grabala the Hutt buys Vader's castle and turns it into a Sith museum.
Yeah.
So this trailer kind of showcases that off, and it is very much kind of like a little Star Wars what if. It's just little, you know, spooky different tales revolving our famous Star Wars villains. But we're getting some other cool appearances and just characters involved. So I'll tell you that the full cast list involves Jake Green as Poe Dameron, Rafael Alejandro as Dean, Dana Snyder as Grabala the Hutt, Tony Hale as Vinay, Christian Slater is playing Ren. this is Ren's first official media like video appearance. Everything else he's been in has been comics, so that's kind of fun. Trevor Duvall as Emperor Palpatine, and Mary Elizabeth McGlynn as NIL-8. Matt Sloan as Darth Vader, and yeah, that's it. It's going to be directed by Ken Cunningham and is written and produced by David Shane. It comes exclusively to Disney Plus October 1st, but we'll be watching it every single day, living up for spooky season.
That'll be my Halloween movie watch list this October. Is just Terrifying Tales, Terrifying Tales, Terrifying,
Terrifying Tales.
October 4th, Terrifying Tales. October 5th, Terrifying Tales.
And then we'll throw in like a Droid Story. the Ewok movies.
No, Toy Story.
Toy Story, yeah.
That's the fun. Scariest Halloween movie of all.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be cute. Check it out if you like those kind of stuff. Yeah. And if you've got kids, check it out. I love that
the humor in like these Lego specials is it's like it's almost like a PG robot like, chicken.
Yeah, dumb, cheesy. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But I love these little Star Wars specials. They're so dumb that I love them.
Yeah, they're fun. And honestly, I really think the animations are really pretty solid.
Yeah, like, for it being they look a great.
Quick little, kids show. Like, it's cool that they, Lego's, getting that good budget to make multimedia besides toys.
Yeah. And I also really like that they're using all of these Lego opportunities to showcase a lot of different eras of Star Wars. It's not just because like even in the Christmas one they like went back in time and all that kind of thing.
It totally leaves room for marketing of like, oh, you liked the figures you saw in this special that they only appear in the special.
Get them on Lego Star
now
Wars
we
the
have
game.
A special thing or we made minifigures.
Well, I already have like a redemption code for because the game hasn't even come out yet, but like whenever I bought my Lego Star Wars advent calendar from Christmas last year, because I think Lego Star Wars was supposed to come out like that
you
spring.
Thought you were gonna get it.
it was supposed to come out in May 2021, I believe. But I have like a little code to unlock the Vader with the Christmas sweater costume. So I have a little code for whenever that game comes out to redeem that character. So that'll be. Yeah. I wonder if we'll get like more of these kind of Lego holiday special characters in that game too. That'd be fun.
I will say as a final note, this is somewhat on topic, but speaking of Lego Star Wars, Lego Star Wars 2, the original trilogy turned 15 yesterday. Oh. Yesterday.
Well, happy birthday to Lego Star Wars 2.
A classic,
a true classic. I always played the first one.
Think I did too, but once I bought the complete saga for the Wii, that's what I put my time into. Once I had it all, I was like, okay, this is cool.
Yeah.
So, well, cool. What next?
Moving on right along here. It looks like Hasbro has released their new slate of little releases and that kind of thing. So most importantly, they're finally releasing a Black Series Rey Skywalker Force Effects Elite Saber. It's the yellow saber from The Rise of Skywalker. Super, super excited about that. Like I've never thought about spending my money on a Force Effects saber, but this might be the one.
Really?
This might be the one. Just to like display it and that kind of fun stuff.
I wonder if it'll ignite.
I really hope so.
Yeah, it'd be cool if it has, because you know how when she does it, it's got the blue and green, and it turns it.
There's the NeoPixel sabers.
Yeah, I know there are NeoPixel.
They do
ones.
That.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, the NeoPixel sabers are sick. Like the Rey Skywalker NeoPixel one is like, it's like $500, but it's awesome.
I have been thinking about buying a NeoPixel here soon. It's just
I know, and they're. They're also like made for dueling, so you can they can take a punch, and so we need to do like a sweet through imperialized lightsaber duel.
That'd be cool. There's a website Saber Trio that they take custom orders, and they will they'll acid dip like etch on like stuff with it. But a lot of the stuff when they it's cool when they showcase them because they're always like this customer wanted this, and it's never like. I want these symbols. It's always like, oh, like my heritage or like, you know, something important. So then the company takes it upon themselves to decide what etchings it is. And I think that'd be cool getting something to be like, oh, I want something, you know, to represent this. And then they figure out and then all of a sudden, you know, my saber's here.
Yeah, that's cool. It's kind of like it reminds me of like with Harry Potter, well, I guess Wizarding World of Harry Potter, whenever you go to like the wand shop and you get the wand to choose you, it'd be cool if like, cause you use it essentially like you tell them what kind of things you want to represent and they'll just make a custom saber representing that kind of thing.
They had one where they were talking about how the customer wanted something that involved his personal heritage, which was very Nordic and like Viking-ish. Mm-hmm. So the saber they designed was mixed with runes and
That's sick.
Like
yeah.
Force symbols and essentially super blended cool. it to make like, you know, overall symbols surrounding it.
Not custom, like I choose the parts and what I want, but custom is like, here's design. What tell you about myself and you make something that you think, that'd be super sick.
Yeah, they're cool. I think those are the ones that go, you know, a grand minimum. And
oh, I'm sure.
just get an arm minimum, and a leg minimum. For it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because they're all like handmade and all that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But kind of moving right along here with the rest of this Hasbro slate announcement, we got Star Wars The Black Series, the Mandalorian and Grogu figures, and these are figures from season one with like the brown Mandalorian armor, that kind of thing. And then we also got the Black Series 6-inch Princess Leia for Yavin 4. I think that's part of the vintage collection. And then we have Black Series Credit Collection, which is a new line they're doing where they come, I think it's only for the Mandalorian so far, but they come with little credits, like little plastic credits with That's each cool. box. It's kind of like with the Phantom Menace releases, and you had the little voice chips that you could put in.
Yeah. That's what these have.
Yeah, it's like those, but you get a little credit, and each credit looks different. You can collect them all. That's that kind cool. of thing. Kind of cool. And then there is a Black Series Credit Collection 6-inch Moff Gideon figure, and then we got another one for Greef Karga, which we know is going to be on the shelf at Target for eternity.
Only thing.
And yeah, that's all they announced this time. But man, am I excited about that saber.
When are we getting rearmored Boba Fett? I saw a tweet the other day that said things Hasbro won't announce, and it says it was rearmored Boba Fett.
That's funny. Well, cool. What do we got going on next?
up next, we have our first official poster reveal for Star Wars Visions, which does come out this month.
Comes out next week.
Yeah, that'll be really exciting. So we have our new poster, which was revealed. It's pretty cool. It's got big Rogue One vibes. That Rogue One poster, where it's
does.
So it's a white background, but then as forming a triangle from the top going down, it's all of the different characters that we'll be seeing from it. But
it's the typical like floating heads poster.
Yeah. It's, you know, the simple. But right in the dead center is Ronan from the short that will be titled The Duel. And this is the same Ronan character that will be getting the novel Star Wars Ronan, which comes out next month.
October 12th, I believe.
Yeah. So just a little, just under a month, actually. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty neat poster. It's pretty cool. It's very aesthetically pleasing. Star Wars Visions comes out September 22nd, and it was revealed that all 9 episodes will be dropping the same day on Disney Plus. Those episodes were revealed to have the lengths of between 13 to 22 minutes. Makes the whole thing about 2.5 hours. So you can really just sit down and binge the whole thing.
Like an anthology kind of thing.
Yeah. So yeah, it'll be very, very cool. Star Wars Vision is going to be really exciting. I'm pumped to talk about it and go through it all. And
Very.
That's it for Vision.
Very exciting. I think people have already gotten the screeners. Like a lot of the writers and press and all that kind of thing have already gotten screeners. And there's a review embargo that doesn't drop until the day after this releases. So in retrospect tomorrow, but from today is Friday. The 17th is the day the embargo drops for reviews. So we'll start to hear some early chirps for, you know, how this is. But I'm only expecting positive things. And
I
hope
think
that
people are going to love it regardless. Yeah.
I think it's just the sheer fact that we're getting a Star Wars anime of any kind is really cool.
Yeah. I'm probably going to go to Barnes & Noble, shit, maybe tonight, maybe, I don't know. But to try and find Edge of Balance, the new High Republic manga.
I think last month, was Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah.
And a lot of comic book shops were giving out like demos of that.
It
was like a sample of it.
Yeah, it just came out last week, and so did the Life Day Treasury. I'm trying to see if those are both that going to be at Barnes and Noble. Get those.
The thing about Barnes and Noble is like them and Target, sometimes something is supposed to release, but then they don't put it out until like a week after it releases.
I think it's funny is that with Edge of Balance and Life Day Treasury, a lot of people kept finding them early, like 2 days early, and was like, check your Barnes & Noble because I think it'll be ready. And a lot of people, that book page that we are on, that Facebook page, a lot of those people found found Edge of Balance specifically like a couple days early. So I think Barnes & Noble is my new.
The thing that kind of stinks about things getting put out early is if you try to buy them, a lot of like the systems won't allow you to even check out until the release date. Yeah. Because one time, I believe it was around the time Force Awakens novelization came out, and they put out the Force Awakens novelization like a week early. And I picked it up. I was like, oh, heck yeah, I'll pick this up and read it. And
system wouldn't let you.
And they scanned it and they're like, oh, I don't think you can get this yet. It's not like technically released. I was like, what?
Like, yeah, I was like, well, it
I
is.
I think we're just going to have to keep this up here and then have to come back and get it when it releases. I was like, oh,
that's dumb.
Okay, that's dumb. Yeah. So I was like,
scan something else the same price.
I was so, and I think I was so excited about it because it can't. It was on the shelf like maybe a couple days to a week before The Force Awakens actually came out. So I was like, ooh, I'm going to get all the juicy details. But obviously I couldn't do that. But anyway, let's kind of move right along here from Star Wars Visions. We have the highly rumored and officially released Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic remake teaser trailer has been revealed at the... they had like a PlayStation event where they were.
It's the PS5 showcase.
Yeah, that showcase. The trailer didn't show any kind of gameplay or anything like that. It was just a little cinematic where you hear the voice of Bastila Shan, voiced by Jennifer Hale, the character's original voice actor from the original game, talking about the Sith. And then Darth Revan steps forward with smoky shadows and he has the lightsabers out. It's really cool. And then it just says Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic remake. And that is kind of a key word there, remake, not remaster. Mm-hmm. It's a remake. And that's good because essentially it being a remake means they literally are rebuilding the game from the ground up.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping they're going to have some new controls and game mechanics and have it all updated to feel like a more of a modern game.
What style of game do you think it'll be like?
I hope it's kind of not... I think in the sense of the mechanics, I hope it's more Jedi Fallen Order.
Yeah.
Not gameplay wise, obviously, because I don't want another Dark Souls Star Wars game.
yeah.
I think I think the game, you know, gameplay style would be very close to the original. I can see them just rebuilding the graphics, updating a lot of the story.
Do you think it'll be turn-based?
I don't know. I don't know how much they're going to actually, if they're going to change much of anything from the original, or if they're just literally just rebuilding it with the exact same content as the original.
I think that it being a remake solely is about them fixing the stuff that overall we've kind of established that we didn't like. And the big thing from that, I think, is the turn-based gameplay. Mm-hmm. Especially with such a rich and focused story, I think it was something that took a lot of people out. And obviously, that's an opinion. You know, that's a lot of people may feel different about that. I've never played the original KOTOR games, but
I've only seen gameplay. I haven't played it.
But even then, the knowing the turn base kind of turns me away from it. So I wonder if they won't, but then we'll keep like the big stuff, a lot of the story elements, and obviously the RPG is going to stay.
Yeah, I wonder if they are going to just keep the story, but just update the game to be as if it was initially released in 2020 or 2020, whatever. I think they said like 2023 or something.
That's cool, though. That'd be exciting.
Yeah, anyway, that'd be really cool. Obviously, the game's not going to be canon. It's going to be Legends. And it will be its initial release will be for PC and PS5. And I'm guessing we'll be getting a Xbox, PS4, every other console.
Yeah.
Probably a few months to year or so after it releases, because, you know, Sony wants all their PS5 people to feel special and exclusive. All the 12 people that own PS5s. Horde. Yeah. The 12 people in the world who actually own a PS5. Yeah, right. So.
Hey, man, Jordan Dennis will get one. We'll go hang out with him and we'll play it.
Well, cool. What's next?
Well, we talked about the vision's length, and do you want to talk about kind of the news that we heard a couple days ago about Tom Kane?
Sure. If you want me to do it, I will.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, that's okay. Why not? Why not? It's Tom Kane. So we have received news. I think it was either the day before yesterday, I believe, that Tom Kane has officially retired due to complications from his stroke from early last year. His family initially confirmed that he was working with a bunch of therapists and, you know, having a lot of physical therapy and that kind of thing, and speech therapists, and because he really wanted to get back into, you know, hopefully recover and get his voice good to go for voice acting. But unfortunately, it wasn't working. And his a more recent update came out from his family, and it outright stated that due to the difficulty with his speaking and his medical condition, apraxia, that he will not be doing any more voice acting, unfortunately. And, you know, with Tom Kane, he's not just a Star Wars voice actor.
Right,
and he is like a really acclaimed voice actor, and he's been voices for characters like Professor Utonium and Powerpuff Girls, Darwin and the Wild Thornberries, which I didn't know that. And supervillains like Magneto and Ultron and various Marvel comic adaptations. And obviously we know him as the voice of Yoda, Wolf Ularin, Yoda. Wait, why does Yoda on there twice? That's weird. And the narrator, obviously the Clone Wars,
which is just Ularin, which is just his Ularin voice.
Yeah. And I didn't know this, but he's also provided, he's done stuff like back in like for video games and stuff in the 90s, like Star Wars video games and stuff like that in the 90s. But he did some just various voices for the sequel trilogy and that kind of thing. But we will miss hearing his voice in Star Wars, because you can't start off Bad Batch season 2 without that. And it's very, very heavy loss. I'm grateful that he is, not dead, and he is alive, but he's not in great shape to continue his career, unfortunately.
Well, and I think this is a good call, especially for the sense that I think everyone kind of knows that he won't have a lot longer, which is very sad to know and kind of think about.
It's time to focus on quality of life.
Yeah, live out the rest of your days to their fullest. Don't try to go back.
That's what sucks about it is, like, he really wants to do voice work, and that's something like that's his entire life and his passion, and he can't really do it anymore unfortunately that stroke kind of ruined his life. So, well, we wish Tom Kane the best moving forward, but let's move on to our next story.
So up next, James Newton Howard revealed that Lawrence Kasdan is directing a 6-episode docuseries about George Lucas and ILM. A quick little reminder that Lawrence Kasdan was the screenwriter for Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, and Force Awakens as well. But speaking on Score, the podcast, Howard revealed that he's finished scoring a multiple-part documentary series about the behind-the-scenes history of Lucasfilm and its founder and the visual effects company that revolutionized Hollywood and essentially the whole shebang of it all. Quote, "My friend Larry Kasdan is directing a 6-part documentary on George Lucas and ILM, which is amazing. I've scored it. Pretty much it's in the box," end quote. I think that's pretty cool, getting it from the perspective of the writer and someone who doesn't necessarily, I would say, I don't want to say he doesn't understand, but it's the third party viewing while it was all happening, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, been around and he's good friends with George.
Right. I just think a lot of those documentaries and stuff are very much like it's the people who did it. So it's more, this is how we did it. Whereas I think I bet you this will be a lot of centered of like, this is what it was like seeing that come into play, seeing that actually like happen and these people, you know, figuring out and creating these worlds.
Yeah.
And
I really hope they dig into the Lucasfilm archives and find a lot of that old behind the scenes footage you know, not even just Star Wars, but like this is supposed to be a George Lucas Lucasfilm documentary. Right, so right. Let us see some stuff from THX and American Graffiti and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'd like to see stuff from American Graffiti. That was just to say that.
Yeah, and you know, I'd love to hear more from because obviously there's going to be they're probably going to interview George a few times. So I'd love to hear some new interviews from George as well, because we haven't really heard from him in a while.
Yeah, it's always just been these stock footages of him being on the Mandalorian set. That's kind of all he's done.
Yeah, he's getting up there in age too. So it's now the time to pick his brain, until there is nothing we don't know.
Don't you know Star Wars is just based off of George's life, and he's going to come back as a Force ghost. He's never going to be gone.
Yeah. But I think this is super cool. I've always liked that Empire of Dreams documentary. Yeah. I don't know if you've seen it.
I just bought it on DVD actually the other day.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
The old like original trilogy box sets, and it's got that bonus feature disc. I just bought the bonus feature disc. Bought that one. They were selling it at Goodwill.
They have it on Disney Plus, and I watched it on there. But I think it was on YouTube for a while, and I watched it on YouTube originally, like six or seven years ago. Yeah. I'm always into documentaries about filmmaking and film studios, especially with George Lucas and Star Wars.
This is always so fascinating behind the scenes of Star Wars and just Lucasfilm, just for the stuff that they've created.
Yeah, and if you're looking into a really in-depth look at behind the scenes of Star Wars, Lucasfilm, George Lucas, ILM, that kind of thing, I highly, highly, highly recommend that you pick up How Star Wars Conquered the Universe by Chris Taylor. I know I've talked about it on the show all the time, but I cannot stress enough how important it is for you to read that book if you want to know the ins and outs and all of the juicy drama and details from behind the scenes, because it is so good and it is so well researched. I want Chris Taylor to do another How Star Wars Conquered the Universe again, but with the sequel trilogy and all of the new Star Wars, Lucasfilm, Disney stuff that happened. Because I know there's probably a lot of drama around, probably around the whole director situation from a couple of years ago and all that kind of thing. But very, very exciting, exciting stuff. Let's move on to our last news story of the day, which is that Star Wars Hunters trailer that we got. So if you have seen the trailer, there is no gameplay, unfortunately. It's just a CG kind of cinematic thing. And its full release, again, won't arrive until 2022, but an early access period will be gradually widened. It's supposed to be coming before the end of this year. Apparently, there was like a pre-released sign-up thing that is open now, and you can go on and sign up to potentially have an early version of Star Wars Hunters, which is kind of cool. So following brief gameplay clips in Apple's latest hardware-centric event, Nintendo of America has stepped forward and debuted the CG trailer, obviously. And like it says, pre-registrations are open now, so I'm guessing you pre-register. I don't know if it's for the actual game or to receive the game early, potentially. I don't really know. But this essentially just looks like Star Wars Fortnite. I mean, the animation style looks very Fortnite-esque. I really like all of the different variations of characters. And I wonder if there's a way you can like customize your own character and like
the Lego builder.
that would be cool. Yeah. It would be cool. It was super cool to like have a custom character and be able to build your character and like build up your abilities and strengths.
I kind of hope that's what the Ubisoft Star Wars game is that like it's full on RPG and you build your character.
Like World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'd be cool. What do you think about Star Wars Hunters? It's not really it's kind of something that's been flying under my radar recently, just because that's not something I'm too anticipatory for.
For me too is like the fact that it's only coming out for Nintendo. I'm like, all right, well, it's something I don't have a Switch, you know. I don't play much Nintendo stuff, but
you ever got drunk and played Mario Kart? That's the best.
I mean, like, yeah, that's the classic. But
that's
like
a reason to get a Switch.
But yeah, I don't know. I am expecting essentially a console version of Galaxy of Heroes, and if that's the case, I'm just gonna play Galaxy of Heroes.
Yeah, I don't know. The trailer. I mean, the animation style of the trailer, like it was literally Star Wars Fortnite. So I'm wondering, I'm wondering if they are going to kind of loosely base the style of gameplay off Fortnite. Like, it's, obviously not the whole building thing, but like it's supposed to be like this team based game,
quick combat,
where, like a battle royale deal. Yeah. It would be kind of cool, but I don't know if I'd be able to, you know, I'm really bad at first person shooter games of any kind, or just third person, any kind of shooter game. Not good. Really, really bad. So I feel like as soon as I got on that game, I would be calling Noobmaster 69 to, you know, I'd be called names and screamed at. So, yeah, but I hope everybody enjoys Star Wars Hunters.
I'll probably end up trying it.
I just want to see some gameplay because I really don't know what to expect.
I'll probably watch gameplay of it. Like when it comes out, I'll watch kind of how it plays and what just what it is. But yeah, that's kind of it for me. I agree. It's just been floating under my radar. Needed just to come out just to kind of form an opinion for it.
Yeah. And I think it's kind of supposed to be the setting off point for all the Star Wars games that are coming out in the next couple of years. So this is kind of like a little fun,
like here's what you have while we work on the big stuff.
Yeah, exactly. But other than that, that's about all we got for news this week.
That's it.
We did it. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Through Imperial Eyes, our main new show. If you want to find us on the social medias, you can find us on Instagram at Through Imperial Eyes Pod, Twitter at Imperial Eyes Pod, and YouTube at Through Imperial Eyes Podcast. Jackson, where can they find you?
As always, you can find me on Twitter at Quaxon Scalene. That's Quaxson, and then scaling like the triangle. And then you can follow my photography Instagram, which is at Daleen _ photography. It's Daleen _ photography. Brayden, what about you?
As always, you can find me on Instagram at Brayden Ledbetter and Twitter at Braydathlon. And if you can see what I'm watching, see what I'm reviewing on Letterboxd, you can see me on Letterboxd at B Ledbetter. Check me out there. And please don't be shy. Make sure to check out our Apple Podcasts, our Spotify, Google Podcasts, whatever. Leave that rating, leave that review. Really, really helps out the show. And it helps us know that you like what we're doing. And if you don't like what we're doing, we want to know that too. Just anything helps. And also make sure to check out next week. We will be reviewing Star Wars Visions in its entirety. Awesome. So it's very, very, I'm very, very excited for that. And as always, we're always taking questions on our social media pages. So if there's anything, if you're just thinking about something Star Wars, you're like, I wonder what Brayden and Jackson think. Shoot us a DM, shoot us a tweet, shoot us whatever. But shoot us. You know what? Why not? I highly doubt there's anyone out there who's like, I wonder what two random people on the internet think. Until next week, when we're talking about Visions and we're talking about some more Star Wars news and surprise later this week for a book club episode, we're going to be talking about Star Wars Bloodline. It's a really fun episode. But until then, may the Force be with y'all.